From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea says it has placed a satellite into orbit on a successful long-range rocket launch, but the U.S. and others have denounced the launch and continue to gauge whether North Korea actually put a satellite into orbit. On the streets of Seoul, South Korea, people express mixed feelings on the North's rocket launch. This 30-year-old woman said she was shocked about the rocket launch and is worried North Korea won't stop its provocative acts. This 57-year-old man, Ko Kwon-min, said North Korea's rocket launch is not a threatening situation for South Korean citizens. Meantime, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate the rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice said the U.S. condemns the launch as well. Today's launch followed a nuclear test in January that North Korea boasted was a hydrogen bomb, a claim disputed by the U.S. and others. Somali authorities have detained at least five people for questioning over an explosion aboard a passenger plane this week that killed one person and wounded two others. That blast aboard a passenger plane forced the plane's pilot, bound for Djibouti with 74 on board, to make an emergency landing that happened about 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu Airport. One Somali official who wanted to be unidentified said more arrests will be forthcoming. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan adopted a roadmap on Saturday in Islamabad to facilitate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Afghan Taliban. Afghan Taliban sources contacted by VOA call this a one-sided affair which would not produce any results. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim warned Saudi Arabia not to send troops to his country, threatening during a press conference that troops would be sent back home in coffins. Edward Uranian reporting now from the VOA Middle East Bureau in Cairo.
Mualim insisted that the Syrian government would not agree to a ceasefire on the ground, despite UN efforts, so long as Islamic State, al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups continued to fight in the country. He also warned Saudi Arabia not to send forces to fight in Syria. He says that logic would preclude any Saudi ground intervention in Syria, but that the folly of the Saudi regime means that nothing can be excluded. He warned Saudi Arabia that any aggression on Syrian soil would result in the aggressors being sent home in wooden coffins. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman General Ahmed al-Asiri told Arab media Friday that his country was ready to send ground forces to fight in Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Germany's anti-Islamic organization Pegida held rallies in several European cities Saturday, protesting against mass immigration and what it calls the Islamization of Europe. Several thousand Pegida supporters demonstrated in Dresden, Germany, the movement's birthplace. Riot police clashed with demonstrators in Amsterdam, where about 200 Pegida supporters held their first protest in the Dutch capital. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders.
I think there is a humanitarian imperative there. Of course, there are security concerns, screening. I understand all of that. It is important to look at that, but at the same time, the principle of non-refoulement and the need to give these people who are fleeing horrific bombardments should be the first priority.
Other demonstrations for and against immigration took place Saturday in Prague, Warsaw, as well as Bratislava, Calais, and Graz. Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland have taken a tough stance on migration and oppose European Union calls to take in significant numbers of refugees. More than 1 million people, most of them fleeing war-torn Syria, sought asylum in EU countries in 2015. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.